Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, every year your resolution comes around. You say, okay, this year I'm going to lose weight. And you start off with really great intentions, but then kind of falling off the wagon. It's something we've all heard about a million times. But would you ever do that at work? Would you do that at work and say, okay, I'm going to get this project done, boss, and then say, yeah, maybe I won't get it done? Is that the way you treat your job? Well, what if weight loss was as important to you as that job? And probably it's a lot more important overall. My guest is Dr. Brian Parr. He's Associate Professor of Exercise and Sports Science at the University of South Carolina, Aiken. So, Dr. Parr, welcome to the show. And weight loss, we don't want it to be a job. People don't want to think of weight loss as a job. Yuck. But if we treated it like a job, maybe we would put more into it, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think one of the reasons why people have trouble with weight loss programs and exercise programs, especially in the long run, is they don't go through the same process that they might with a project at work. Which would include, you know, defining their goals. What do they want to do and where do they want to be? Allocating resources that they might need to get that job done or to get that project finished, and the big one of those being time, and then having some way to track their progress and make adjustments as they go along. And I think that people who take on projects at work go through this process. You know, the boss says, you know, you need to do this big project. People would identify what they need to do. They'd get the resources they need, set aside the time they need to do that job, and then make sure they're staying on track in the long run to get that project completed. But when it comes to personal projects like weight loss and exercise, people just don't do that, and very often add a weight loss program or an exercise program on top of an already busy lifestyle.
Well, and I always like to say, Dr. Parr, when people say to me, but I don't have time to exercise, I say, neither do I. Nobody does. You
right.
have to make the time, just like you make the time to brush your teeth. You make the time to go to work. You make the time to do all these. Nobody has that time. You make this time. And as a result, if you treat it that way, as something like that you have to do every single day, you'll do it because it's a part of your responsibility now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what's interesting is the people who do exercise every day still say that, gosh, sometimes it's tough to find that time or set aside that time to do it, but it's something that they make happen. It's a priority, so they make sure that fits in their day.
That's right. And so as a result, if you make it a priority, just like you would for work, you fit it into your day. Now, saying, and in our headline saying, you know, is it your job? Then people think, ugh, I hate my job, or I hate going to work. I don't want weight loss to be like a job. Then it's going to be horrible, and I'm not going to want to stick with it. How can we make it a little bit more palatable than maybe the job you're not that great, you know, of going to every day?
Right. Well, I think that one of the great rewards of something like weight loss or exercise is people feel so much better. And so, you know, at work you get a paycheck, but the kind of results that people get from these lifestyle changes that they can make go beyond, you know, money. People just feel better about themselves, and they feel better doing the things that they want to do. And they're able to do more of the things that they want to do. And I think the trade-off is putting in the effort, you get these great outcomes. And the sad thing is that for many people, they don't stick with their exercise or weight loss program long enough to get to that point. And I think some planning on the front end would really help. And let me give you an example. I mentioned time. And so people who are thinking of, you know, losing weight know they should exercise to do that, know they should dedicate, you know, up to an hour a day for exercise. And so they plan that exercise time, and they think, okay, that's good. I've got that time, and I know what diet I'm going to follow. But what they don't think about is that they need to plan their meals, and they need to make a grocery list. And they need to go to the store, and they need to buy the kind of foods they should be preparing and eating. And they need to take the time to prepare the types of meals they should be eating. And I think where people fall into trouble is they don't do that planning, and they're on their way home from work, and they know they're going to stop and exercise on the way home, and they realize they don't have anything planned for themselves or their family for dinner, and they end up stopping somewhere to pick something up. And And that kind of starts a cycle of not sticking with the diet they're supposed to be following.
That's right. And the planning, I am absolutely convinced that you're 100% right, because planning is the key. And when I was in Weight Watchers, we had to plan, because when you don't plan, then you do mindless things. And I've written a blog on Radio MD about mindless eating, because when you don't plan something out and you just eat and put food in your mouth without thinking about it, that's when you really screw up. So our first best bit of advice is to plan it out. Make sure you know what you're doing. Get it planned out. Make the time. Put it a priority. Put it a responsibility. Even put it on your list of to-do things. I have to exercise today. I have to spend 30 minutes on the treadmill and 20 minutes doing push-ups and sit-ups. Whatever it is, put it on your to-do list, make it a priority, and also plan. Plan your meals, plan what you're going to do, plan the week's meals, go grocery shopping, and think about it. Okay, another one.
I think involving other people becomes important. At work, if there's a big project to be done, you find other people who can offer expertise or help. And so a lot of the time that people might need to exercise or to do the planning they need to do, maybe friends or family could help out with some of that. And this is where, you know, you really need your support system in order to help you allocate that time to do the things you need, to help you with the grocery shopping and the preparing the meals, to make those things work. And I think having people around who are on your team, so to speak, goes a long way to helping people be successful.
Now, some people might say, Dr. Parr, well, I don't want everybody else knowing that I'm going to try and lose weight, because then if I am going off my diet, they're going to say, should you be eating that? Now, I liked my husband to be involved, because then he did keep me accountable and say, honey, you know, slow down a little. You know, I know this is your kind of day off, but slow down a little. He kind of helped me get into it, and it was very hard for me to lose those last couple baby pounds, you know, from having babies. So he helped me with that, but some people don't always like that.
Yeah, that's true. And I think each person needs to figure out what they want and need for support. And they need to make that clear to the people in their life who are going to provide that support. And I know that there are people who have done this well, and I've seen them be very successful. And I know that there are other people who just haven't gotten that right. And what they end up with is, you know, a nagging friend that, rather than being helpful,
that's
has
right.
the opposite effect.
That's exactly right. And you do have to be careful. So you have to know who you're engaging, who you're asking to help you with this. Is it someone that's been through it? Is it someone, you know, my mom was a great resource for me and my husband was great, but some of my other friends, I would never have gotten them involved. So know who you're getting involved. Write stuff down, make it a priority, plan ahead of time. Those are some really great tips. In the last minute and a half, Dr. Parr, give us another great, really great piece of advice for making weight loss part of the project that you are tackling that you would never think not to do.
Yeah, I think monitoring and reassessing how things are going is really important. I know a lot of people who start following a diet and they get into it and it isn't working. And there's maybe the food selection isn't quite what they like. Maybe it's too difficult to prepare the kind of foods that they need. And they just stick with it because that's what they've been doing. And I think one of the things people would do in a project at work is they'd get into it and sort of assess, how is this project going? Are we on track? Are we meeting our goals? And I think people need to do that with their own personal health improvement projects, too, to make sure that they're on the right track and that the things that they're doing are working and moving them in the right direction.
Absolutely great advice. You are listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. That's what we do, and we take the advice that we get here with the experts from the American College of Sports Medicine, the gold standard, the king of all fitness and sports medicine, you know, organizations in the entire world, and we take this information ourselves, and we use it, and we follow it, so I hope you will too. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned, and stay well.